Frank Chandler returns to the hotel in Algiers, having been warned of danger to Betty Lou. Bob and Betty relate their narrow escape from death in the motorboat to Ismail, but make no mention of the meeting. As Chandler questions them, a man is discovered hiding behind a curtain. Chandler flings the curtains back. Bob cries out, "It's Ismail."
Andu, the magician.
Stay where you are. I'm off.
Please, Uncle Frank, wait.
Gee, yes.
What are you doing here?
He got into our rooms by mistake.
Oh, be careful what you say.
I came here to kill you. I'm not afraid to tell you so.
Oh, no, no, Ismail.
You've got the wrong man, Ismail. This is our uncle, Mr. Chandler.
Now, please let me handle it.
Fenty, is this the man Madame Delange introduced to you? You haven't been visiting at his home, have you?
Oh, yes, Mother. It is Ismail, but I know it must be all right. I mean, I know it's just a mistake, and he'll tell us all about it. Oh, please, Mother.
Betty.
Let me talk to him, Uncle Frank. Oh, don't look like that. Don't shoot him or anything until... Ismail, he didn't know we were here, did you?
No, Miss Betty.
You see, Uncle Frank, I told you.
That's part of the question, I think.
Frank, the children and I will go into my room and wait for you, shall we?
Yes, Doc. Will you? I think that...
No, Uncle Frank, let us stay, please.
For Pete's sake, keep still. They make him ask a lot of questions, and then what do you do? You give the whole thing away.
What is it, children?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mother. Only I don't want Uncle Frank to shoot Ismail or...
Come now, Betty. You can't believe I'm going to stand here and shoot a man in cold blood. Go with your mother, and I'll send for you in a few minutes.
Well, all right.
Come here.
Oh, it's looking like the wreck of the Hesperus or something. I tell you, you'll give the whole thing away.
Ismail, drop that knife. You would prefer a bullet through your wrist?
You will not fire a shot here in this hotel.
Won't I? I should find it much easier to explain a revolver shot than you would to explain why you were hiding behind that curtain armed with a knife. Drop it, I say. That's better. Now you will tell me why you are here.
I am here, as I told you, to kill you. You have betrayed my father to the French.
You are Ben Yusuf's son.
You have spoken, dog of a Ferengi.
I see. I think I can use you to very good advantage.
You think you can persuade me, the son of my people, to help you? If you know the tribesmen, you know I would die before I would lift one finger in your service.
I did not say persuade, Ismail. I have certain ways of inducing you to help me, though. When did you hear the news about your father?
I will not speak with you.
Did the messenger who brought you word of your father's arrest tell you who I really am?
I tell you I will not speak with you. I came here to kill you.
There you are, Ismail. Your father and I were alone during that last conversation of ours, but I thought there was someone spying on us and listening to what we said. Now I'm sure of it. You know what passed between Ben Yusuf and me. You know that, don't you, Ismail? You know I discovered he was a traitor to the French. You know how I discovered it.
I know you are a demon. I know I will stop at nothing until I've killed you. Until your blood is spilled upon the stones of the mountains, I will never rest.
Listen to me, son of Ben Yusuf. Your kinsman, Amin Mikhail in Egypt, is my friend. His son, Abdallah, gave his life for me. But you are a traitor, as your father was. You know I quote your own language when I say your heart is black.
No!
Stay where you are. You are coming with me into the mountains. We shall leave tonight.
You are saying we go into the mountains together?
Yes. You will be most useful to me, I am sure.
I will kill you.
Now you're not the first to threaten me with death. Listen. I'm going to call my niece and nephew in and ask them some questions. If you are wise, you will deny nothing I say. They will not know I'm holding the pistol in my hand. But you know it. And don't make the mistake of supposing I won't shoot you before them if I must. You'd better sit here. No, here. Away from the window. That's it. Dorothy. Dorothy. You can come back now.
Up to Uncle Frank?
Yes.
Is Ismail still here? Oh, no.
As you see, Ismail is still here. Sit down, all of you. Take this chair, Dorothy. Where's Robert?
He's lying down, Frank. Shall I call him? He's very tired.
No, never mind.
Everything's all right, isn't it, Uncle Frank? I mean, you found out it was just a mistake about Ismail.
Gee, Ismail, we saw you saying that with that knife.
Yes, everything's all clear now. Ismail made a mistake in the room. It's probably just as well we found him, too, because he might have got into serious trouble if he really had found the man he was looking for.
Yes, that's right, Ismail.
Have you known Madame Delange a long time, Ismail?
Oh, Uncle Frank, she told me she'd known him for years and years. She told us that the first time she went out with us to the villa. Remember, Bob?
Yeah, and isn't that villa a swell place?
Where is your villa, Ismail?
It's really about 50 miles from here, Mother. But Ismail's got such a slick car, you can get out there in about an hour. It's right up in the mountains.
Yes, and right on the sea. Oh, the gardens are so beautiful, Mother. You look right down from the garden over a steep, steep cliff, and there are the waves. Oh, it's positively the most picturesque place I ever saw in my whole life.
Perhaps Ismail would invite us to visit it while we're in Algiers.
Oh, yes, let's. I mean, oh, Ismail, is it all right? I mean...
Mr. Chandra forgets, perhaps, that he has invited me to accompany him into the mountains.
Are you going back into the mountains, Uncle Frank? Honest?
Yes, I must go back at once. And Ismail has very kindly consented to accompany me.
And help him? Oh, won't that be wonderful? But Ismail, what about... I mean...
Oh, Robert, come in, dear. Were you asleep?
Yes, I must have been.
Father, this is Ismail, the man we were telling you about that took us out to his villa. Madame Delange knew him. Ismail, this is my father, Mr. Regan.
How do you do? I'll have you with me. We appreciate your kindness to the children while we were away.
You keep still. You can't ask him about you know who now.
But what are we going to do?
You'll have to wait. You know what'll happen if Uncle Frank...
Betty and Bob, you're not very polite to our guest.
I am not your guest, madame.
I beg your pardon.
Ismail means he is not our guest in the sense of the tribesmen, I'm sure. Don't you, Ismail?
Oh, dear.
Keep still.
Ismail and I must leave at once. I'm sorry, Doc, but there's no time to waste if we're to reach the mountains before dawn. Shall we go, Ismail?
We shall probably have left for home before you come back, Frank. Shall we say goodbye now?
Let's not say goodbye. It'll only be a short time until we'll all be together again in California.
Are you honestly coming over there this time, Uncle Frank?
Just as soon as I finish this business here, Bob. I promised myself a long vacation.
Won't that be swell?
Yes, Frank, you and I must work out some of those experiments we've been discussing.
By all means. You will receive me, Ismail.
There's something strange about that man, Robert. I don't understand it. I hope Frank won't trust him too far.
Why, Mother,
I'm glad we came back to Algiers when we did. I don't like him.
Ismail? Well, he's a swell guy. He's great, Mother.
No, he isn't. I know it. Imagine being a friend of a man who would hide in here with a knife, ready to kill someone.
But he wasn't going to kill Uncle Frank.
Well, he was looking for someone, son.
Yes, but Mother, Lupu's our friend, and you know very well he's been hunting for that man that killed his brother for 15 years. Nobody can persuade him not to kill him when he does find him.
I know, dear. But let's not speak of it again. Neither one of you will see this Ismail anymore.
But what about Madame Delange?
Madame Delange will certainly understand when I explain what happened here tonight. Now, shall we all go to bed? I'm awfully tired, and I know you must be.
Okay, but, we'll go to bed in just a minute, Mother. I want to show Betty the pictures I took at the villa the other day. I just got them this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to show them to her yet.
Very well. Good night.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Father.
Good night, Father.
Good night.
I had some flowers put in your room, Mother, but I didn't put any in Father's room. I didn't know whether he'd like them or not.
He probably would never even notice they were there. It was very sweet of you to get them for me, dear.
Good night.
Bob, how did you ever think of that about showing me the picture? I was wondering how we could manage to keep from being sent to bed like we were children.
Oh, well, you know what the Mipi said. You have to be prepared for anything.
Don't mention his names aloud. Someone might hear. Listen, Bob, I can't go home on this boat. I just can't.
Why can't you?
Well, I can't tell you, but I can.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. Oh, you've got to help me, Bob. And you know what? Uncle Frank's taking Ismael up to the mountains, and Dimitri thinks he's coming to the yacht.
Gee, yes. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send Dimitri a wireless and tell him.
That's allowed. Oh, how can we do that?
We're stopping us from going downstairs right now. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Mother will never know we've been gone.
Billy, you must get a guest here.
Answer it, Billy.
Just a minute, Mother. We're just turning out the lights now. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Bobby.
Good night. Come on now, quick. I'll open this door and shut it like I've gone to my room. You do the same with yours. Then sneak out and I'll meet you in the hall.
All right.